The next patient is Mrs. Judy Kruger. The last name is K-R-U-G-E-R. This is a clinical case of a 64-year-old white female that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A, 3B. With a serum creatinine of 1.5 that was present in the lab that was done on June the 8th of 2024. The BUN was 29 and the estimated EFR remains at 39. The activity of the sediment is negative and the patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. She has been very stable. She has a remote history of nephrolithiasis that is no longer present. Following number, the patient has a history of type 2 diabetes that has been under fair control. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.5. The patient was increased in the Ozempic dose to 0.5 milligrams. That definitely has is going to make the difference. She has lost more than 4 pounds. And during the next determination, we'll see the tendency of the hemoglobin A1C to go down. Hyperlipidemia, that is still present. She has an elevation of the total cholesterol to more than 260 with elevation of the LDL more than 100. The patient is allergic to statins, and she says that at this point is going to make just observation of this hyperlipidemia. We are requesting to get involved with the cardiologist to, in order to get a medication like Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, Repatha, in order to treat the cholesterol effectively. Following number is essential hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading is acceptable. Following number, the patient has a remote history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without exacerbation. And she has also a history of lupus, but there are not signs or symptoms as to suggest activity of this disease. The patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease without any esophagitis. We will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup.